This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Go ahead, keep talking, Jeff.
Yeah, okay. We're on TV.
I know what we're doing. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's that olive oil you've been drinking.
I know.
That olive oil. Just run right through you, along with whatever else was in there.
Parental energy from all of that. Absolutely hilarious. Thanks to all of our guests. It was so much fun. Ian Happ with some great discussion about stats. Chris Emma, of course. Nate Tice coming through playing a front office guy for us. Thanks to you for giving us such great calls on Who's Your Guy. We do it tomorrow. Don't forget, you can also leave a message on the meatball machine. Go to the Odyssey app, go to 670 The Score, leave a voicemail. You can also submit your guy that way. And then thanks to our producers today, Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Sean Sears, our video team, Connor O'Donnell, Jenna Duddleston, and Matt Anaya. And thanks to you. And now, here is Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel as transitions on 670 The Score are brought to you by Webb Hyundai in Highland or Merrillville, Indiana. Get the vehicle you deserve at the payment you want at Webb Hyundai.
Hello, y'all.
What up?
So I got to put my partner on Front Street real quick.
Put him out there.
Because he's earned it. Yesterday, my partner, that man,
Matt Spiegel,
he gave this impassioned plea where he was talking about Kyle Tucker. And he was saying that, you know, it's partly our job here at The Score and here on the afternoon show and Cubs fans' job to make him feel warm and loved. And
that is a misrepresentation of what I said. I said it is our job to put pressure on ownership.
By making him feel warm and loved.
No, you're conflating the two things.
I don't think so.
I can't wait to hear the rest of this.
You did it yesterday, so you might as well continue it today.
I don't think so.
I said that it is our job to put pressure on ownership to make an aggressive offer to Kyle Tucker.
And how would you do that?
By offering him a lot, and in conversation, I would offer him a very fair amount.
And the fans' part in it?
And the fans' part in it should make him feel loved to hopefully have him be able to be bought out from exploring the market in full.
You are leading that train, right? That's you. That's you leading the train.
I am calling us to action to put pressure on ownership to pay that man. And I'm putting and calling the fans to action. And really yesterday, I was just bringing it up as like, let's talk about how we might do this, because this can happen all summer long. Because you want to keep him from exploring the market in full. You want him to fall in love enough with the place that he takes your excellent offer. I'm not saying that he takes a hometown discount. I'm saying he takes your $550 and doesn't bother to explore free agency because he's fallen in love.
From the Cubs?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have an example. So as a media member who used to live in Austin, okay, they would say that they paid us in burnt orange rather than money because, you know, the experience of living there and covering Texas
is so great.
So we've got to pay him in red and blue.
Like paying in sunshine?
Yes.
Same.
We've got to pay him in Chicago summer.
So look, I disagree with Spiegs on this. We're not that far away from each other on it, but I disagree. I think that he wants to go to free agency, and that's what he's going to do.
And I'm saying that you have an opportunity maybe to change his mind if the offer's good enough and the love affair is strong enough.
And then.
What happened next?
What happened next is that my partner sent into the group chat today a picture of him enjoying the game on Sunday. And in the biggest moment of the game, with the guy who is on our show and will be on our show later on today doing something great for the ball club, I see a picture of your lovely wife. She's having a great time in that moment, and she is showing the love. That is her whole character. She shows the love. You feel the love whenever you're around Steen.
Yeah,
she is up and cheering.
After Nico tied the game in the bottom of the 10th.
What were you doing then, Speaks?
I was,
since Mr. Show the Love to Kyle Tucker? what were you? How did you react in that moment?
See, what had happened?
Speaks, what were you doing? Speaks, what were you doing? I need an answer. I was sitting. I was sitting comfortably in my seat. I was clapping and I was smiling.
Politely.
I was like a golf clap. I mean, it was enthusiastic, but I didn't get up. You take a lead, I'll get up. All right.
Oh, wow.
You tie a game, you should have won already in the seventh, eighth, or ninth.
Your love is conditional. That's what it is.
Where is this picture from?
It was on the Marquee broadcast, apparently. It got sent to me by a host of different people.
Wow.
A short video, and then there's a video.
Clap. So you can see the actual clapping. It wasn't a photo, it was a video.
Well, the video you can see, like, oh my God, I think that's Christine Spiegel. That's awesome. She's up there. And if you freeze it, pause it right there. You can see that I'm just sitting on my ass next to her.
That's very good.
And she was standing. To be clear, she was standing.
She jumped up out of her seat.
Take the lead and I'll stand.
Look, it was cold. All right? There was a blanket involved.
Oh, wow. So you didn't want to get out from under the blanket.
I do hate moving in the cold. I feel you on that. Yeah. I hate moving around.
Oh, my laziness exposed.
That love is conditional, y'all.
If it was Kyle Tucker, I would.
Oh, yes.
I would have got up and represented.
You would have ran around the concourse.
I didn't know where you were going with this, but yeah, you're 100% correct. 100%
See, you thought I was going to a dark place, and I was going to a happy place.
All right, so what we need to do is sit and clap,
your brand,
and also
Lawrence.
Stand
I misread
and clap.
Just very polite.
That's like a platypus.
Way
clap.
To go, guys.
Is that a clap or the gator chop?
It looks like a platypus bill.
Looks like a gator chop to
it's
me.
It's really, it's a seal with a seal here and a seal there. Yeah. Oh, boy. Busted. So thoroughly busted.
That was the part of this I didn't quite. I was like, wait, where?
I was having trouble following. Yeah.
Where is this picture
was I,
from?
Clearly.
I thought we were getting into it.
Wait,
no.
Wait, Speaks. No. How many people sent you this picture?
We discussed it like adults yesterday.
Yeah, we did. I remember that.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that part.
Like four different people sent it to me. Like, hey, interesting. Interesting.
Touching different parts of your friend's tree.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Most of them on her. But don't you think it's possible that if you make a good enough offer and he has fallen in love, that he could choose not to go to free agency?
I just want to ask a question to your question.
Yes.
What makes you think that they're going to make a quote-unquote good enough offer before free agency would hit?
You
said 550, if I heard you correct.
I did. That's what. That's
do
what
you
the,
think the Cubs are capable of saying, here's $550 million if before not, the season ends?
If not this guy, who?
I would say no one.
And I think that you're right. But I think that what he's going to do is go, oh, y'all want to give me $550?
I hear you.
I'm going to take that to market.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who offered me $550, y'all? The Cubs. Hey, Yankees, how you feel about $575? I think that's what ends up happening.
And we don't know the guy.
No, that is the outlier here.
He's difficult to know.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
I'm going to offer this too, though, in that same vein, and I think you may be motivated by why I was motivated, Matt, is that
yes.
I heard Jed Hoyer's pitch, right? I heard him say, this isn't even the moment you actually get to enjoy it. It's summer when the weather is beautiful. It's a wild game like what we saw at Wrigley. You experience the multiplier as a member of the home team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, same thing for Ryan Pressly. I think like the feeling of getting a save where he absolutely hates to lose, as he's talked about. To get that at Wrigley is going to be what sells it for you. I think Jed Hoyer also has some responsibility to ownership to be like, see how nice this feels? See how nice this feels that we traded for a guy and this is the last year of my contract and you are sitting here enjoying the lineup? And I even asked Ian Happ akin to that today. The confidence and calm you get knowing these guys are going to produce for you.
Oh, man. Like, he is so far and away the main reason why the offense is cooking. Good on the catchers for what they're doing. Good on PCA's last 8 days.
Sure.
Like, good on a lot. Michael Bush's development, all of it. But Tucker's presence and existence, and who knows what kind of effect it's having on Bush. Saya says it's having an effect, etc.
And you see it show with Saya.
Absolutely.
It shows with Saya Suzuki. He's now being the guy you thought he was going to be. So all you have to do is say, like, hey, Tom, this could be us, but you're playing.
Yeah,
like,
you
see
tripping.
See how this feels?
This yes. could be us, but you tripping.
Do you want to be in
ask
this?
Ask me how you feel down 6 runs in the 7th inning. You feel better about it.
When we're
it.
Alive. Yeah, that Friday moment, and that kind of spurred it, was that Friday moment of, like, Boog going crazy with we are on top and feeling it.
He
and
turned into Hawk.
He did, and he knew it, and it was hilarious. And, like, Tucker having that effect and having that game as epic as it was, and then just some moments of watching him out there on Sunday, it's like, all right, so I wonder what the relationship is going like and how it's going. So, yeah, there's convincing that needs to happen on both sides of the on-site courtship.
I get it. If you're Jed, my thing with Jed Hoyer right now is, like, you did the thing. Your team is playing very well. There are, you know, strengths and there are weaknesses, very big weaknesses that we can see in that bullpen right now. But overall, he's got to be very pleased with where he is, considering what he came into this offseason, into the season.
It's funny that you mentioned that, Marshall, because it's one of the things that we're actually going to talk about today. Because Spiegs, I think, put a good date on it. Traditionally, the dates have been Memorial Day, right? You check in and see where you're at.
All-star break. Trade deadline,
Labor Day.
Yep.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's kind of
because you know what it is at each of those. Like, you know if you're still in it. You don't even necessarily have to have, like, the best record in the league or anything. But you're like, we're in this. We have time.
So Spieg said, let's go with Mother's Day to see where the Cubs are at because of what their April schedule looked like.
But we can do the check-in before then, really.
Now, but it extends to Mother's Day because the beginning of May includes three at Milwaukee, three home with the Giants, who are damn good, like everybody not named the Rockies in that division, and then three at the Mets. And that ends on Mother's Day. So when you come back on Monday, the 12th of May, to welcome the Marlins and then the White Sox. And then
I like that schedule after that.
Yeah. You like it after
great.
That. But May 12th, where are you? Where are you? Have you weathered this storm of April and beyond?
What did we say? 2 under? If they were 2 under, they're good?
Felt good about 2 under. And right now, they're 4 over halfway through.
Yeah, we felt good about end of April, 3 under. 14-17 at the end of April. We were like, you're still fine. You're still fine. You haven't done anything in the division.
And they'd have to go on a terrible losing streak just to get to that.
Well, I'm knocking on wood as you speak.
Yeah,
because we talk about Labor Day, and 2023 will illustrate that even that day is not the same
that's
assessment.
Fair.
Yep, I had to go there. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
Look at this. It's a mid-September trip to Colorado.
Oh, don't
this
do that.
Should be great.
That's very specific.
Chris Bryant hasn't hit a lot of home
that's
runs.
That's a little too PTSD-ish.
They were wearing those awful uniforms, too.
Oh, I'm thinking about Atlanta. It's the same week, right, where they go to Atlanta?
Where Saya misses the ball in the lights.
Yes.
The game that they,
Yes.
What's great about the way you're breaking it down, the way both of you are breaking it down schedule-wise and talking about Mother's Day and the day after Mother's Day, I mean, understand this. They have played far and away the most difficult schedule in baseball. It's not close. Like, the opponent winning percentage, well over 600.
Mm-hmm.
They already, from this point forward, have the easiest schedule left in baseball. At this point. After what you're talking about,
that schedule is going to be even easier.
It really is. It really is. And as long as things are rolling. Can I ask you guys about this? Because we got a packed show, so I want to get to this now.
Okay.
I believe that this might be the least desirable bobblehead in the history of bobbleheads.
Which one is this? The Skeens?
In Baltimore, they are celebrating, among other things, their new ownership. Because David Rubenstein was supposed to be their new billionaire who loves the team, grew up an Orioles fan, and was going to put them over the top.
Okay. Irish guy.
nailed that, Tanny. Thank you. That's God's work right there. He has not extended any of the young players with contracts. He didn't go out and extend Corbin Burns, who they traded for, let him go. They don't have an ace on this staff. They're off to a brutal start. Their starting rotation is in complete and utter disarray, but it's still time for the David M. Rubenstein bobblehead giveaway.
Yo!
That happened on the 19th of April. There's the dude right there, like, hawking it. On social media.
What's he holding? What is that?
That's his own bobblehead holding an Orioles hat. Perhaps the Orioles hat from his purported youth where he loved the team.
But this is the guy with all the... Why would he just be wearing that?
I don't know, but 15,000 lucky fans were forced to go home with a bobblehead of the freaking owner.
Here's a question. How quickly... did that go in the trash? Did it go in the garbage can that's right outside the ballpark?
That's something you have target practice with if you're an Orioles fan.
When I say we've reached post-stage oligarchy business capitalism,
this is it.
I saw that too, and I was like, that's not right.
This is the guy
that
doesn't
have... a bobblehead of an owner? There's no way.
And he has not a good owner yet.
Not like Virginia McCaskey bobblehead, which people would actually like.
Sure, the matriarch. People would be like, oh man, that's lovely. I'll add that to my collection.
Yes, yeah, and I say that in all sincerity.
Or even right now, a Steve Cohen bobblehead might move at Shea Stadium.
Yes, or even Mark Cuban or
City
Jerry
Field.
Jones
City
or
Field.
Yeah. But when I read that, I was like... you've got to be kidding me.
How do I get a David Rubenstein? I'll put it with my Lawrence Holmes fire bobblehead.
This is the billionaire oligarchy late-stage capitalism just right in front of me.
It's like Trump crypto.
Is that the same dude who removed the broadcaster for saying they had a bad record in Tampa?
Yes, that would be,
I don't think
he wasn't
so,
in charge
actually.
Yet?
I think that was the Angelos. That was the end of the Angelos.
Because they run the network for both guys.
It was the end of the previous ownership regime.
He doesn't have anyone, I think, under contract past like 2027.
Nobody. They got nobody.
And so that's what's crazy about this whole setup.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Which also makes you think protracted work stoppage after 2026.
Yeah. We already know. Yeah.
Peruse the amount of committed money through 2028 that, say, the Orioles have.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing. And the Cubs, too, which is why this is a moment where they should. Lawrence, can you bring in the Lawrence Holmes bobblehead?
Yeah, I'll bring it in.
I need to see if it does indeed resemble the Darren Jackson bobblehead.
It's 100% clearly the Darren Jackson
mold. Same mold. Just, we're going to,
Because I think that, and this is no diss because it's to the White Sox, and I love everyone over there on that side of the business. The White Sox Ice Cube bobblehead looks like they were just like, Chance the Rapper, we're just gonna make it Ice Cube.
What can we do?
It looks that way to me.
Folks, we got the mold already.
I also think this is just an aesthetic thing. I think the Ice Cube's bobblehead should have sunglasses on.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. I think that's
White
fair.
Sox cap.
We all pictured the we already know what it is. Sunglasses right? When you said it.
What do you think about the David M. Rubenstein bobblehead? What should that one have on it?
That is
big pile of crap.
What Layla said is spot on. If there was something quirky about him that you had seen play out.
Steve Ballmer, even. You
right.
Could do
and you could replicate
there.
It.
You could do like a screaming Steve Ballmer bobblehead doll.
Super fun.
Or something that's unique, like a Virginia McCaskey bobblehead doll. That would be cool. This is just narcissism.
And somebody wanting to keep their job on the promo side.
Look what we came up
so
with for
cheesy,
you, sir.
But like, as a woman, I do think a Virginia McCaskey sports bobblehead, just because we don't have women represented in bobbleheads very often, would
she's,
be really cool.
She's extremely important to the history of the NFL.
And popular.
I'm not trying to kiss up to the Bears. You guys know that. But just like thinking about something good, but this?
Yeah. My favorite thing discovered from our buddy Dan Pompey in the wake of Virginia's passing was that a very famous barnstorming tour that George Halas and the Bears went on with Red Grange, where they rode trains across the country in the 20s. She was held by Red Grange. Red Grange held Virginia McCaskey in his arms several promotional visits of that tour. I mean, that's that woman. She was living NFL history. They should do a bobblehead this year. They should do one.
And frankly, she was a woman in a field surrounded by nothing but men.
Correct.
And that should be acknowledged.
But David, and I see there. There you go.
David Rubenstein.
That is a level of narcissism.
That's
that is insane.
But it's a great just microcosm of our society and what we have become.
It really is.
Is he going to space next, but not really space?
Oh my God. Oh,
have man. You been to space? Oh. Oh.
The fact that they call themselves astronauts, I want to punch every one of them in the junk.
Well, not every one of them, because two of them were actually astronauts. Were, yeah.
But Katy Perry calling herself an astronaut.
Yes, not really great.
We may have reached late stage Katy Perry as well.
Oh, I think so.
We've reached late stage everything else.
I hope so.
Have you been to space? Have you, Gail?
Yeah. And I normally like Gail. That's what made that so jarring.
Oh, yeah, no. It's horrendous. Absolutely horrendous.
Let them eat cake.
And then what happens after that? Are they, like, on stage at political events and stuff? Like, what's the next version of the bobblehead?
Probably. I don't know. It's just, when you get that famous and that rich and that entitled and you surround yourself only with those people, there comes a moment where your head is just so far submerged up your own patootie that you've lost all perspective.
It's actually behavioral science as well. When you hang out with people of the same financial class, that is what happens.
That's what happens. Yeah. It's like Meghan Markle thinking she's like a homemaking influencer. You know? It's the same thing.
Is she going to space?
I hope so. Don't come back.
That is not her last name, sir.
Oh, pardon me.
Sussex.
She did get a lot of, like, wow. I don't know.
Yes, it's true.
That woman suffered too much.
I will not have her any of the slander.
My dead naming, Megan?
Of the most famous White Sox fan in the world. Thank you very much.
Wait,
the Duchess of Sussex.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
She did wear she wore a Sox hat when she was incognito.
Damn
now,
right.
Listen here.
Well, because that's the way you do wear a Sox cat these days.
Yo, that's dirty.
No, it's most famous?
Accurate,
we were just talking about the actual most famous White Sox fan.
That's true. But are we going to keep that between us?
No. We don't have to say the specifics, but like Barack Obama, a former U.S. president, has to be more famous than Meghan of Sussex.
I
do think Barack Obama is the most famous.
Yeah, Barack's
most famous.
I also think Meghan Markle went through.
Third after Bernie Mac.
Did he call it
Kaminsky
Field?
If Meghan Markle wants to have a job after dealing with what she talked about with the royal family, go right
ahead. Is Michael Jordan technically a White Sox fan?
No.
Okay. I had to ask. He played for the
minor league player of the White Sox.
Yeah, no, I didn't know if he, like,
when was the last time you saw MJ at a Sox game?
When was the last time I saw him in Chicago?
And I don't know if you'll ever see him in Chicago.
I think the last time I saw MJ at a Sox game was when he was unretiring.
Yep. Right? I think that's it.
That night.
Can I say I got slapped back by reality by making some assumptions as it pertains to one of Michael's old teammates. I saw Scottie Pippen Jr. playing this week, and I was I was like, how dare he not spell his name the same way as his father and yet call himself Jr.? We've been spelling Scottie's name wrong the whole time. He is actually Scotty, not Scottie.
How
does that happen?
I don't know, but it did. Can I
blame Olden Polonies?
Sure, you can do that.
Why did that happen?
The other thing I'll say is,
when we talk about names,
remember, kids don't name themselves, their parents name them.
Yeah, so
that
like,
part.
He's Scotty with a Y on Wikipedia. He's Scotty with an IE. On basketball reference.
Wikipedia is not an accurate source.
Yeah, but
you're right.
When you take into account that the son is named Scottie Pippen Jr., Scotty.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't know how that happens, but it happened.
I never even noticed it before until you said it.
It bothered me, and I was like, these damn kids today putting Junior in the second and all sorts of stuff.
But rules. They're not naming themselves, Lawrence. That's the point.
Right. And then Campy, I think, pointed it out to me. And he's like, no, he's legitimately Scottie Pippen Jr.
But he's been rewriting history at times.
So you think he went into Wikipedia?
I mean, might be.
Changed it.
Had some of his own bourbon one night. You know?
Oh, maybe.
Dove in deep. All right, we got a lot to do.
Yeah, here's what we got coming up on the show today. We are going to talk with Dan Wiederer about Bears. Nico Horner is going to join us at 4:10 on the show. Usually it's around 2:40, but he's got some stuff to do before tonight's game. Jason Leisure is going to join us at 5:25. We got a lot of Bear stuff, including us starting off by listening to what Ryan Poles had to say about this year's draft. All that stuff is coming up after Tanny's Open, next here on The Score.
This segment is sponsored by Chicagoland Roofing Council. Hey, Chicago, we all need a checkup once in a while, including the roofing system on your business. If it's time to check on your roof, call the Chicagoland Roofing Council, Chicago's roofing professionals, serving Chicagoland, Northern Illinois, and Southern Wisconsin. Learn more at chicagoroofing.org.